A New Kind of Family was a rare sitcom that aired on ABC in 1979, attempting to capture the evolving dynamics of the modern American household. Created by J. Preston Allen, the show was part of a wave of programming that reflected the shifting social norms of the late 1970s, particularly in the context of family structure and gender roles. Despite its forward-thinking premise, the show had a short-lived run and has since faded into obscurity, making it a piece of lost media that holds significant cultural value. This is Land of the Lost, A New Kind of Family. The show centered around two families forced to live under one roof. The central characters were Kit Flanagan, portrayed by Eileen Brennan, a recently widowed woman raising her teenage daughter, and Abby Stone, played by Thelma Hopkins, a divorcee living with her teenage son. The contrasting personalities and life experiences of Kit and Abby provided the show with its primary source of conflict and humor. The show's narrative sought to explore themes of non-traditional family units, single motherhood, and the challenges of blended families. A New Kind of Family debuted in October 1979, but its run was plagued by a series of challenges from the start. ABC had high hopes for the show, positioning it in a Sunday night time slot. However, it quickly became apparent that the series struggled to find its footing in terms of both ratings and critical reception. The show was up against strong competition, and its attempt to juggle both comedic elements and social commentary may have been too ambitious for its time. The show was pulled from the air after just 10 episodes, with 4 more episodes remaining unaired. ABC attempted to salvage the show by retooling it and adding a new character, played by Rob Lowe, in an effort to appeal to a younger audience. Despite these efforts, A New Kind of Family was officially canceled in January 1980. More after this break. Over the years, A New Kind of Family has become a rare artifact of television history. The episodes that did air have not been widely circulated, and it is believed that many of the original tapes may have been lost or destroyed, a common fate for television shows from that era that did not achieve lasting success. As a result, A New Kind of Family has earned a spot in the realm of lost media, with fans and historians alike searching for any surviving footage or memorabilia. The show's obscurity has made it a topic of interest among lost media enthusiasts, who are keen to recover and preserve it. However, the lack of available material has only heightened the intrigue surrounding this short-lived sitcom. Despite its brief run, A New Kind of Family represents a significant moment in television history. It was a show ahead of its time, reflecting the societal changes that were beginning to take shape in the late 1970s. The series' exploration of blended families and the challenges faced by single parents were themes that would later be explored more successfully in other sitcoms throughout the 1980s and beyond. The rarity of the show today only adds to its mystique, making it a fascinating subject for those interested in the history of television and the development of family-centered sitcoms. While the show itself may be lost, its attempt to push the boundaries of traditional television narratives remains an important footnote in the evolution of the genre. In the world of lost media, A New Kind of Family is a hidden gem that continues to captivate those who seek to uncover the forgotten stories of television's past.